40 or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675699.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blohm with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hello, St. Louis. Well, boys, we have our work cut out for us this month.
You aren't kidding. Our lot is absolutely packed with vehicles.
That's an understatement.
With over 1,000 vehicles on our lot, we have to cut prices and move some metal. Check out these deals. Cruises as low as $12.8. Malibu's from $16.7. Sparks from $10.7.
Are you kidding me?
Shop 24-7 at LawnDoff.com. Johnny LawnDoff Chevrolet, a St. Louis tradition.
Johnny LawnDoff Chevrolet! Ding!
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls and send texts, making it easy for you and your customers to stay connected. Even get voicemails transcribed. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Same great show, same strong signal. New great host. Yeah, it's the Yard Sale Show with the new twist. Hi, I'm farmer Dave Schumacher. Since Paul Warner's retiring, beginning September 16th, I'm taking the reins of one of the longest running radio shows in the Metro St. Louis. On a radio station with a signal that covers everywhere from Carlisle to Chesterfield, from Washington to Westview. From O'Fallon to O'Fallon. And that covers a lot of yards. The Yard Sale, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
American Eagle Credit Union's Visa Signature Credit Card is here. Imagine earning 1.5% cash back on every purchase. That's right, 1.5% cash back. No limit, no changing purchase categories, and no annual fee. All of this from your neighbors at American Eagle Credit Union. Stop by your local branch today and open an account, or visit them online, ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. All loans subject to approval. Federally insured by NCUA.
Youth Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of tech and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of.
You have between your legs.
Welcome to the September 6th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Thompson Price, here's the deal. You want to make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies that you talk to when you decide to remodel your kitchen and bathroom. It can't be in two of the companies because there's only one company with the name Price in it. That's Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. We'll tell you where the showroom is, how to find the website, and and why you don't want to do it without at least talking to them and why.
Hey,
at the control board, it is Trevor Phillips from Birmingham, England. His dad's listening in, where's your dad? Is he in Birmingham?
My dad is in Birmingham, and my mom is in St. Charles. They're both listening to us now.
They are, thanks to the app. If you've not gotten into the app thing, you need to do it, and you need to do it soon. And you're going to find out why pretty soon. KTRS, that's all you go to the App Store, type in KTRS, boom, there it is, free. And again, soon you're going to know why you need to do that. So, Trevor, who is it that will be Dan's sponsor when we start up somewhere else October 2nd? Do you have any idea?
Well, that will be the pair that is beyond compare. It's Mark and Jason. If you need more information, you can go online to
markandjason.com.
Wow, I'm going to have to add that.
If you want to say hello to the chicks, you can do that. No, that's something
else. No, he needs his new tagline.
He needs his own. You're right. I agree with you.
Say cheerio.
Yeah. Now, the highest
toodle pip.
Bloody in it.
The highest voice in the room is that of my daughter.
And cutest voice.
Okay, the cutest voice in the room is my daughter. I didn't know she was coming in. I thought she might because she's home, because she's unemployed. She got laid off from her job.
Yep.
And I know we don't sound real sad about it, because the severance package was unbelievable. So that's why she's not completely bummed out.
When I get time to do this stuff.
Yeah, you get time to do this. And in the way you're going, you may have a job. But we may take you with us to the new place, and you can be our sound effects girl.
Yeah.
And it would take some of the heat off of Trevor. Her name is Amanda. Just say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Now play your favorite sound effect on the board. Twice she played it. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's
it
going?
Sorry, that was a little early.
No, that's all right. Okay.
That's perfect.
It's okay.
I'm great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. I'm telling you, she's getting them. She's nailing them. Bernice is in heaven. There it is. Bernice is in heaven. And
You know what?
What?
Mm-hmm. Rap Boy wanted to know what we're getting for dinner tonight.
Oh, really?
Hey, what do you want?
Cheese.
It's what he always wants. That boy. And of course, please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Cut him off a little bit there. That's right. Trevor's done that for 2 weeks.
Plenty of time. Don't worry about it.
He's cut lots of stuff off early. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Amanda actually grew up in a kitchen. I don't appreciate that. Don't make fun of my wife. That's my job.
Okay.
Since she was 9 years old, because it was about 20 years ago, she grew up in a house with a kitchen that was completely remodeled by Thompson Price. Do you even remember the old kitchen?
Yes, I do.
Remember how dark it was? Ugly.
Yeah.
Dark and ugly. An old dated tile on the countertops were the little squares of old ugly dated tile. And ugly dark brown walnut cabinets. They were. And the place was dark and depressing. And we made the decision to lighten it up and open it up and move things around and talked to three companies, and thank goodness one of them was Thompson Price. And that's how we met Mr. Price and the other people that work with him. And what a great decision that was. Could have gone with one of the others. And I think not only now we've been sorry, we'd have been sorry years ago, because there's a big difference in when people have a vision and they do things and they do it with the idea that you're going to love it 20 years from now. Look, everybody likes anything that's new for the first year or so. You can do a crappy job, and for a year, it'll be okay. And then things start falling apart, and drawers, because the cabinets, and they weren't the highest quality, and hinges break. And you know, when a drawer no longer slides in and out right, how aggravating that is. We haven't had any of that trouble, because we put in good stuff. Thompson Price put in good stuff. Talked me out of a real expensive refrigerator, too, and I'm glad he did, because the refrigerator in the kitchen is the same one he put in 20 years ago, and we've never had one single issue with it. And with the other one, we would have had probably 4 service calls by now. Very pricey and a big, impressive name, but not as dependable. as other brands. What do we have? GE, Westinghouse? What the heck is it? Some standard. It's like a Westinghouse. It's not anything fancy, but it's been fine. It's a good refrigerator. If you are thinking about remodeling a bathroom or kitchen, every bathroom in our house was done by Thompson Price. Not at the same time. We'd have gone broke, but we did them like a year or two apart. We've been there 31 years, so we had plenty of time to turn that house into something that I wouldn't mind if we stay there another 31 years. Of course, I'll be 116 years old if we do that. We'll have to make some modifications for my wheelchair and my cane and whatever, but I don't care if we stay. That's fine. I like the place. I like it a whole lot better now that every bathroom is a Thompson Price bathroom, and the kitchen is the Thompson Price kitchen. If you want to know more, the showroom is in De Pere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And they also have a website, of course, and that's thompsonprice.com. Check it out. Check them out. Take in your ideas. Get their ideas. Go along with their process. Trust me, just go along with it. It's pretty comprehensive. And you think, I wonder why they want to know answers to all these questions. They have a good reason, because they want the end result to be perfect. ThompsonPrice.com. Golf tournament is a week from Friday. This is Wednesday. Boom, boom. Two more days, it'll be Friday. And then 1 week after that, it will be the golf tournament at Normandy Golf Club. We still have, I believe, one or two foursomes available. $500 for a foursome. If you want one of them, get three friends. Ladies, you too. And shoot me an email, frankopinion@yahoo.com. Or call Dan right now and leave your name and number. Say, I'll take one of those foursomes. It's only two left. Come on, let's close this thing. We had them all sold. And then a couple of knuckleheads called and said, well, I thought I could get three friends, but I couldn't, so I'm gonna have to bail out. Well, if you don't have three friends you can call, then don't commit, all right? Because it makes us have to go back and resell them. But we will. We have two foursomes that are open. If you like them, you can call us now. *KTRS for most cell phones. We'll stick with that. Or frankopinion@yahoo.com. What else did I not want to forget? Oh, Bill Cleveland. Was doing a thing on Cracker Barrel. Yeah, Cracker Barrel. And after it was over, he said, ooh, I forgot to mention something. Now, this really shocked me. If you've ever been to Cracker Barrel, out on the porch, they have rocking chairs, not just to sit in. They sell rocking chairs. Did you hear, Dan, the number?
Yes.
Per year?
Yeah.
They sell 83,000 rocking chairs a year at Cracker Barrel. That surprises me. I mean, they're nice rockers, but they're not that great. Huh?
No.
They're rocking chairs.
No, I was sitting in one, actually, on Monday.
That's a good story. Eight.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a good story.
Boring.
Pistols Plus, I failed to mention, but I want to make sure that you know the smart people are going to be going to the lake this weekend. See, the weekend before or after a holiday, that's the best time to go to the lake. Because the amateurs, most of them, aren't there. They only go on the holidays, make fools of themselves, and show everybody they don't know how to drive a boat. So these are great weekends now to go to the lake. Pistols Plus is there. Please stop in, tell them you're AM the PM, and they will almost sponsor Scott Sherman tomorrow. He doesn't have a sponsor, and they don't have a show because we don't have an outdoor show. So we'll just make Pistols Plus his sponsor tomorrow. If you like handguns or long guns, oh, or rifles, or maybe you're an archer. They have an archery range, and it's a terrific place. I've been going there about 20 years. I mean, you've
it
shot.
It's really neat.
You've shot in there.
Yeah,
you've
many
been
times.
On the range.
Yep.
Yeah, and you have your own handgun.
Yep, don't mess with me. I got my concealed carry.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And has pink grips on it, and she's ready for, if she has to defend herself, she is ready. Don't mess with my daughter, because you won't have to answer to me. She'll shoot you
That's
between
right.
the eyes.
Why were you looking at me while you said I was describing you?
I was not looking at you.
You were looking right at me while you were describing a gun.
No, you're paranoid. You're paranoid because I told you to keep away from her. Now you think I'm looking at you, and I'm not looking at you. We've decided, I signed the contract last night for the next stop, and Dan and I and Trevor will be there October 2nd. You will know where it is very soon. and probably within 24 hours on the Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. Dan will put it up there. And then I will have a message for you on frankopinion.com, hopefully tomorrow. So everybody needs to go there. Here's the other thing we want you to do. Download the KTRS app if you haven't done it. Download it. You'll see why. It's important. Now, let's clear up this yard sale thing. I heard the commercial they ran that said the tradition continues and something about the same yard sale. It's not the same yard sale at all. It'll be the first one that Farmer Dave has done. It's all brand new. It's their version here of what they're going to call their yard sale. I have nothing to do with it. I had everything to do with the other one for 12 years. I owned the yard sale. I produced the yard sale. I hired Paul Warner, and I've hired Scott Sherman to do the same great job and the same kind of yard sale. So, yes, that will also go with us. So just to clear up any confusion, because I am getting emails from people going, what the hell? Was that your? No, I have nothing to do with that yard. I wish Farmer Dave the best. I like Farmer Dave. I'm sorry that he got saddled with something that's going to be kind of a tough. That's a tall order to go in and do a different sort of version of what's already been established. But good luck to him. Now, I have something that's been donated by St. Louis Equipment Company. They're down off 55 in River City. This is a robotic lawnmower, and the money for this will go to all of it goes to Backstoppers. It's also the charity that benefits from the golf tournament a week from Friday. It's a Husqvarna auto mower. I'm not kidding. It's like that vacuum, that rumba. That vacuum thing that just sort of vacuums by itself and goes around the room. This cuts the grass that way. It's a Husqvarna auto mower 315. I'm assuming, and it has to be working like a GPS system, you set the perimeter of the yard and just let it go. And you can set it up to cut the grass every other day, or I'm sure it's programmable. And then when it's finished, it just parks itself in its own docking station. It's
pretty cool.
Far out!
Yeah, and recharges. So, this is a $2,500 value. I need to start at $2,000. Come on, it's Backstoppers. Your opening bid, you're saving $500 because even though it's a $2,000 item, there's an installation kit that's $100. Then there's something like setup service. And altogether, it's a $2,500 value. Let's go. $2,000. Again, you can call here now, star KTRS for most cell phones. And you can tell Dan, hey, put me down for $2,000 for the Husqvarna auto mower, courtesy of and donated by St. Louis Equipment Company off 55 in River City. Thank you, St. Louis Equipment Company, for donating this for Backstoppers. I hope we can get, my goodness, at least a couple of $1,000. You're saving $500. Let's start there for the auto mower. I found this quiz, and I'll just do a couple of quick questions, and we'll go here. We'll start with Amanda. Here it's easy. Here we go. Johnny's mother had three children, okay? The first child was named April. The second child was named May. What was the third child's name?
June.
Huh?
June.
Give yourself the buzzer. No.
April, May.
Dan, Johnny's mother had three children. First child was named April. The second child was May. What was the third child?
Bob.
Trevor? Trevor from Birmingham, England?
Hello, sir.
What do you think the third child
I'm going to go with March.
No, you stupid idiot. The third child's name was Johnny. Johnny's mother had three children.
Oh,
idiot.
Come on.
That's
idiot.
Stupid.
No, it's not stupid.
Yeah, it is.
You're just mad because you didn't get the right answer. Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world? Dan?
Before
Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world? Time's up. Amanda?
Oh, I was going to say, what was that? What's
no
that
idea.
Thing over in Japan?
Kilimanjaro or something?
Yeah, something.
Amanda?
I have no idea.
Trevor?
Mount Kilimanjaro.
No, it was no. The highest mountain in the world was Mount Everest. It was before it was discovered. It was still there.
Oh my God!
Idiot.
That does not count.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I love this. I love this.
What word in the English language is always spelled incorrectly?
I'm sure there's a lot
anybody.
Of them there.
Oh.
They are.
The answer is
incorrectly.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. The answer is incorrect.
Oh, come on.
Well,
it's those little. I love these things, though.
Let's see. Hang on. If you were running a race and you passed the person in second place, what place would you be in now?
Second place. Yeah.
Very good.
Way to go.
Do another.
You got one. All right. I say we get the lady.
Do another one.
You want another one?
Yeah.
I like this. His daughter can just, like, you know, just totally control everything.
Which is correct to say, the yolk of the egg are white or the yolk of the egg is white?
Is white.
Well, wait, the yolk isn't white.
Thank you.
Trevor, you're so stupid.
Insulted my own accent.
And he just gave her a compliment.
Billy was born on December 28th, yet his birthday is always in the summer. How is this possible?
Bad parents.
What? No.
Billy's birthday is
on December 28th, but his birthday is always in the summer.
He's Australian.
You know what?
He doesn't live here.
No, Dan's really got it. He lives in Southern Hemisphere. Southern Hemisphere.
Ooh.
Very good.
Those are good.
Let's see if I can get one.
I ain't getting any of these.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're fired.
Thank you, Amanda.
How much dirt is there in a hole that is 2 feet by 3 feet by 4 feet?
Well, it's made out of dirt.
But how much dirt is there in a hole that is 2 feet by 3 feet by 4 feet?
There's no dirt.
But it's in the
ground. Thank you, Dan Strauss. There's no dirt. It's a hole.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's on the ground. It's in the ground.
So you win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Of course you do. You're controlling the sound effects thing. Ladies, get in here, please. There they come.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is one of the suggested jokes. Ooh, after today, only 5 more jokes. There's tomorrow. And then there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's it. 5 more. We're out of here. So this is one of the many that you have folks have sent in. It's the preacher visiting the old lady. He's the new preacher. And he goes to this, Marie is her name, little old lady. He's visiting, trying to visit every parishioner, every member of the congregation, this little tiny country town. And so he goes up to the door, and a little screen door in the back of the house, and he is it. And he says, it's Pastor Johnson. Miss Marie, I just wanted to introduce myself. Take a minute. So she, little walker, she shuffles to the door. Come on in. And he says, sit down in the parlor. He calls it the parlor. He sits down, and he says, I just wanted to come by and you know, say hi. I'm the new pastor, and I sure hope to see you on church. And then her phone rings. She still has the kitchen phone on the wall. You know, she says, oh, excuse me, Pastor. That's maybe my son, my grandson. I mean, he's in Afghanistan. Excuse me. He goes, that's okay, Miss Marie. No problem. So he hears her. Oh, Tommy, how are you? And she's talking, and 10 minutes goes by, and 15, she's still in there talking. He's kind of fidgeting, and he notices that next to him on the little table is a bowl of peanuts, just plain peanuts. So he has one. And he has another one, and they're just plain. They're not very tasty. They're just tasteless. But still, he's killing time waiting for any. Next thing you know, it's a little crystal dish. You know how old ladies have crystal everywhere. Next thing he knows, he's eating all of them, and they're all gone. He ate the whole thing. So she finally, okay, Tommy, be careful, take care of yourself. And she goes back in. I'm sorry, Pastor, but I just had to talk to my grandson. He says, well, Miss Marie, I understand. He said, but I feel bad. I feel guilty. And I, well, why? He said, well, when you were in there talking to your grandson, you can see the crystal dish is empty. I ate all your peanuts that you had there. And I'll just have to get you some more. She said, oh, no, don't you worry about it, because You know, ever since I got this gum disease and my gums are so bloody and full of pus, all I can do is suck the chocolate off of
them. Wow. What's the peanuts, Tim? Here's Tim Weiland with a look at traffic.
All right, Danny, it's really crazy out there right now. These scanners are going crazy, and here's what we've got. You've got a rollover accident on eastbound Highway 70, just a little bit east of Highway 270. The left lane is blocked. Traffic is backing up to about the Earth City Expressway. Westbound drivers are westbound Highway 70, a Goodfellow report of an accident. Westbound 70 slowing to take a look at that. Overturned vehicle are jammed up from Highway 170 through 270. Still working with the accident out in the Ellisville area on eastbound Manchester at Ranky. We have, let's see, they cleared that earlier accident that was on the Veterans Bridge westbound 364, but you're jammed up from 270 almost all the way to Highway 94. Not a jam up, but it's just really running slow. Another accident, Merrimack Station at Highway 141. We had an earlier incident on southbound Highway 170 near Forest Park Parkway. Now traffic is jammed from Page down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 drivers, you're slowing from Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. Westbound Highway 44, a slowdown now between Kings Highway and the roadwork at Shrewsbury. We also have an accident on southbound 55 at the Highway 44 split. Now, it looks like it's really affecting northbound drivers because they're jamming up now from a little bit south of Highway 44. We also have eastbound Highway 270 slowing now from east of McDonald through about New Florissant, but we're also slow from West Florissant through 366. This traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. They have the technology that connects you with your car, with vehicle diagnostics, a certified mechanics hotline, and more. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oftentimes people ask me, why Menino's Market in Cottonville? Well, I'll tell you, the quality food, better prices than the chain stores, homemade pies, homemade bread, homemade sausages, homemade brats, best grade of meat, custom order your meat from the butcher on site, local produce from area farmers, great customer service, and if you're planning a barbecue, the place you want to go, Menino's. Just some of the reasons why I go there almost every day. Menino's Market in Cottonville, meninosmarket.com.
Here's a fact. 50 million men in the U.S. will experience erectile dysfunction. There are lots of causes for ED and male sexual performance issues. Diet, stress, medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, prostate cancer. At the St. Louis Men's Clinic, we specialize in male sexual health, and we can deliver immediate results for men experiencing erectile dysfunction. It's all we do, all day, every day. Our doctor-supervised non-surgical treatment plans have helped over 15,000 men in St. Louis improve their performance. And improved performance means a more satisfying life. Call us today to make an appointment. Our doctors will create a customized treatment plan that applies state-of-the-art medicine and technology to address your sexual health. You'll see results on your first visit. Take control of your sexual performance by calling St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
Listen up, homeowners, remodelers, contractors, and landlords. Cabinets, Flooring, and More, and E&B Granite is having the biggest cabinet and countertop sale in their history. This Saturday and Sunday, you can find brand new cabinets starting at just $20.
That's 20 bucks.
New vanities start at just $29. If you ever thought about new cabinets or countertops for your kitchen, bath, garage, or basement, you can't afford to miss this sale. Cabinets, Flooring, and More, and E&B Granite is making room for their new showroom, so everything must go. 5-foot base cabinets, including a granite countertop, start at $199. Vanity tops from 2 feet to 5 feet start at just $19. These are brand new cabinets and countertops, and you'll never find another deal like this. Don't miss it. This Saturday and Sunday at Cabinets, Flooring, and More, and E&B Granite, 6135 Manchester at Hampton. Nothing will be held back at Cabinets, Flooring, and More, and E&B Granite Warehouse Clearance Sale. This Saturday and Sunday, don't miss it.
Hey, Cardinals fans, a big weekend is coming up at Busch Stadium. The Pittsburgh Pirates will be in town, and there's great giveaways for you. The weekend of September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Friday night, it's the adult Kelly Green Cardinals jersey, presented by Cooper Tires. Saturday, the adult quarter zip pullover, courtesy of the Shane Company. And on Sunday, it's the Build-A-Bear Cardinals Pup giveaway, presented by Build-A-Bear Workshop. The weekend of September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Top of the morning to you. Have we got a unique giveaway for you. On Friday, September 8th, the Cardinals take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and 30,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home their own adult Kelly Green Cardinals jersey presented by Cooper Tires. These jerseys are perfect for all the Irish or the Irish at heart. So add the Green Cards jersey to your collection on September 8th, Cards versus Pirates. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets to see the St. Louis FC in September with three big home games. September 9th versus Harrisburg, September 16th versus Orlando City, and September 23rd versus FC Cincinnati. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Those bare spots in your lawn, the Home Depot can fix them with Scott's Easy Seed. Right now, it's 50% off. Scott's Easy Seed is a mixture of mulch, seed, and fertilizer, perfectly formulated to patch and repair any bare or damaged spots in your lawn. Guaranteed. So, spread the word. 50% off Scott's Easy Seed. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. Thank you, St. Louis, for making Labor Day weekend the best we've had in several years. The phones have been ringing off the wall with customers asking if they've missed the sale. So due to the response, we're extending our Labor Day sale through this Sunday, September 9th. Carpet starting at just $2.89 a square foot. Carpets that normally go for $6.99 a foot for just $3.99 a foot. And a top-of-the-line 70-ounce carpet for only $4.79 a square foot. Prices include carpet, pad, installation, pull-up of your old carpet, and furniture moving. Plus, you get 15 months interest-free financing, and if that's not enough, you'll pay no tax. This will definitely be your last chance to get in on this sale. All good things must come to an end. Hurry in for the best selection, as some items are in limited supply. Edwards Carpet, St. Louis's oldest locally owned flooring store, with stores in South County, DePere, Ellisville, Crevecoeur, and St. Charles. Check us out at edwardscarpet.com. Thank you for making Edwards Carpet your choice for all your flooring needs.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by The Fountain on Locust, the home of the ice cream martini. The Fountain on Locust, named one of the top 10 restaurants and best ice cream parlor in the state. Go to fountainonlocust.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
I never really liked like the people that walk around going, hey, here's a picture of my daughter, or here's my, you know, my, here are my kids. But Dan took a picture of me with my daughter here, and you'll put it on our Facebook page, right? Which is facebook.com/AM in the PM. So, and Bill Cleveland took a really nice picture.
Yeah,
and
I like that one.
And went black and white with it, which is kind of interesting. So I don't know what he'll do with that. BillOnTheRoad.com, maybe. Right now, we're going to Southern California. And we're going to check in with Mike Evans. That is made possible. Did I tell people that Bill Cleveland was courtesy of Window World? I hope I did.
You did, sir.
And Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Annie Guns.
Hello, Mike Evans.
What did you just say?
I said Bill Cleveland.
You've got to hit the technical difficulty.
Yeah.
I said Bill Cleveland.
No, I like Dan.
No, it was me. I screwed. I said, oh. I called Mike Bill Cleveland. There Mike does not like to be called by other names.
Oh.
It's Mike Evans who's brought to you by Annie Guns. And you know what? This is really so strange having her. I still think she's 8 or 6. She's not.
But she
29.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I know. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie. You've been to Annie Guns, Amanda.
So good.
Well, see, that says it all. Take it from her when she says,
but it makes me,
oh no it doesn't. Okay, stop. No it doesn't. You don't say that about an advertiser.
I mean, I eat so much and it's so good. And then everyone has that.
Oh my goodness. Annie Guns used to be the sponsor for Mike Evans, and
I
the other sponsor we used to have was a Smokehouse Market right next door, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards are always a good idea from the Coachella Valley. Here is Mike Evans. Mike, say hello to Amanda. I believe you've met Amanda.
Yes, hey. Yes,
I've known Amanda since she was about 8 or 9 years old.
Yes, that's right.
And you know what? I'll just say this real quickly, but Amanda and Frank's boys are the nicest kids I've ever known. Well, they're just great kids.
Thanks.
Amanda's just a little doll. Is polite and sweet and anybody would be proud to have her as a daughter.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
She's in charge of the sound. She got a hold of the sound effects box,
yes.
So she's in charge of all sound effects.
Yes. Well, in that case, I'm gonna have a drink. Hold on.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
No farts.
I think she made a mistake.
That was my dad. Yeah.
No, it was not.
He probably was.
Not it was you.
You know, he doesn't have the gate. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who attends Alcoholic Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, despite being clean since 2003. Before that, admitted alcoholic and crackhead.
Hmm.
Tom Hardy, Tom Petty, Tommy Chong. Tommy Lee Jones, answer in a minute. TV news, when Hurricane Harvey hit, ABC immediately called Good Morning America co-host Michael Strahan, who was from Houston on vacation at the time, said, please get to Houston as quickly as possible and head our coverage. Strahan sent word through his assistant. Mr. Strahan's on vacation. Please don't bother him.
You gotta be kidding.
I kid you not. They continued to call, and he continued to ignore them.
Wow. Sure.
Then ABC wanted their nightly news anchor, David Muir, to head to Houston to head up their coverage, much like Lester Holt was there for NBC and the CBS.
Right.
He also said that being in bad weather and stuff, he just didn't like to do that.
Oh.
Hey, did you see how many cars they estimate were destroyed?
No.
A million cars.
Now, you know what? Our advertiser, the Chevy guy.
Yeah.
He needs to get down there.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. That really does drive home how horrible when you think about all the dealerships that went under. Thousands of cars in some cases. Well, when I saw that number up to a million cars, then I realized this is one really nasty bad thing that's happened down.
Terrible. ABC isn't the only network that has egomaniacs. NBC's newest, least talented snob, Megyn Kelly, is demanding they fire Today Show host Matt Lauer.
Why is she demanding anything? She just got there.
They gave her a contract for $15 million a year for the next 3 years, so she's making demands left and right.
Wow.
The National Football League starts tomorrow, and Fox Television has found a new way to aggravate everybody. and to make money at the same time. They are selling six-second spots that cost $200,000 that will, some of them will run between plays.
Oh, my God.
Six-second spots to run between plays. I say let's have hurry-up offenses so they can't do it. That's just ridiculous.
No, but the industry has gotten that way. They have to sponsor every second they can.
It's unbelievable. All these little goodies, we talk about Justin Bieber and the Kardashians and Miley and everybody. I thought we'd talk a little bit about some of the oldies but goodies.
Okay.
Raquel Welch, 78 years old, still looks good.
Yeah, still looks good. Yeah.
She says her happiest moment in her career was being on camera, but not as an actress, when she was first hired as a TV weather girl.
Hmm.
That was her happiest time. Can you give me the name we know her best by, whose real name is Mary Catherine Collins?
Mary Catherine Collins. Judy Collins? I don't know.
No.
Amanda, anybody? No?
I don't know.
We don't know.
You want a hint?
Yeah.
She's a 10.
Uh-oh. Bo Derek.
There you go, homie. Bo Derek, you all over that one, homie.
Yeah.
I like Bo Derek.
A horrible movie, though, 10. It wasn't very good.
That was worth it, just looking at her.
Coming out of the water.
Yeah. Right?
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood says that his proudest moment in show business and his happiest moment was the first movie that he was ever in. He said he actually broke down and cried when he got his first acting role in a movie. That movie, his first role in the first movie, was in Francis the Talking Mule Joins the Navy.
It was?
Yes. With Donald O'Connor.
You know, I talked to him. I talked to Clint Eastwood this morning.
Well, this is where you need to record it. This is where,
I did record.
You're kidding.
I said, Clint, I understand you were really emotional, and when you got to Francis, and here's what he said. He said, I'm so emotional, I broke down and cried. Clint Eastwood, come on.
Where's the fart sounder?
Nobody clapped.
Yeah, I realize that now.
Yeah, that was not good on me.
Yeah.
Feed down your leg.
Thank you.
TV News, my favorite Dancing with the Star pro dancer. I got to tell you, I think she's the hottest thing that ever walked. Whitney Carson. Oh, man.
I don't know her.
Hot pocket.
I know three or four of those dancers.
Oh, she is so gorgeous.
I watch Dancing with the Stars, the best legs on television, but I'm not sure I know who
Whitney's
she is.
Whitney's the best. She's blonde hair. She's just unbelievable.
Okay.
I think I told you a few weeks ago that almost every dancer and the producer and Julianne Hough, they're all Mormons. They're all hired out of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, you did.
They announced the lineup for Dancing with the Stars. My girl, Whitney Carson, is going to dance with Frankie Muniz. I don't know about that.
Oh, really?
Frankie Muniz. Barbara Cochran is going to be on it, the girl from Shark Tank.
Oh.
Derek Fisher, the basketball player. Debbie Gibson. Not a lot of the big stars, but I still like the show. I never thought I would like it. Oh, Terrell Owens, T.O.'s going to dance with Cheryl Burke, who I think is also kind of cute.
These are C-listers.
Wow.
Do you watch America's Got Talent?
I do, and I like it. But you know what? America's Got Talent, they put so many acts through. They're not going to win. I mean, they're just good for television. You had 2 8-year-olds dancing with each other. Come on now.
I don't like the judges. I don't like that panel of judges. But that little ventriloquist girl.
Yeah, she's good.
Wow. She is good. So cute. Mm-hmm.
And the ratings have been strong this year. How about Big Brother? Do we have time to talk about Big Brother?
No, in fact, we're out of time.
Big Brother, the ratings are through the roof, but what a bunch of losers.
Way out of time.
All right, Dan.
Finally.
Anyway.
Finally.
Anyway.
Finally. No.
Who is a regular member and goes to all the AANA meetings? Is it Tom Hardy, Tom Petty, Tommy Chong, or Tommy Lee Jones?
Dad. Oh, I'm going to go Tommy Lee Jones.
All of them?
No, all of them.
Oh.
No, it's not. So pick one.
Shots
fired. What were they?
Tom Hardy, Tom Petty, Tommy Chong, Tommy Lee Jones.
Tom Petty.
Okay.
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah.
I will say Tom Hardy.
The answer is Tom Hardy.
Yeah!
Mike Evans!
Yeah. He's the winner. He's the winner. Me. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie. Thank you, audience. Annie Guns Restaurant and next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're closed on Monday. You need reservations for Annie Guns. Gift cards are always a good idea. please thank a police officer every chance you get. I think it's a good idea. And in this time that we live in, they really need that. In Chesterfield Valley, there's a store called Amini's. Amanda has been in.
Yes, it's a great store.
Oh, my goodness, yep. What a fantastic store. I can try to describe it to you, but I won't. I don't have time. And even if I did have time, I couldn't do it. It's impossible because what other store has the most beautiful handmade oriental rugs you've ever seen in your life, along with the most beautiful machine-made rugs you've ever seen? You can spend a few hundred or tens of thousands of dollars. Pool tables, shovel board, you name it. Amini's. I'm going to talk over the singing because I have to. It is in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. Their website is aminis.com. Please go in there. Please tell them you're AM and the PM. Take your time. Have fun. It's a great store. Amini's. Amini's. Thank you, Amanda, for running the
sound effects.
She may or may not be back tomorrow. Yeah, we don't know. Trevor Phillips from Birmingham, England.
Always a pleasure. So
Dan Strauss, Charles Mouse, thank you very much for being with us. It's contagious in the token like this, whether you mean to
or not. Have a good day, mate.
Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Building between two families here for a murder trial. How deputies had to react quickly.
Going after drug dealers where they deal. How a new Illinois law is giving drug dealers fewer places to do business.
Threats of protest after the Jason Stockley verdict is announced. How Missouri's governor says the state is ready to handle any situation.
First on Fox, quite the scene in downtown St. Louis today.
A courtroom scuffle pours out of the civil courts building. Police and sheriff's deputies had to quickly jump into action. New at 6, Fox 2's Erica Tallon joins us now with what started all of this, Erica.
Well, guys, it all started inside a courtroom for a murder trial. And the judge started kicking people out of the courtroom because he just didn't like the way some people inside were glaring at each other. Then one of the victims of family.